Why is he not impressed now?
He seems like a smart guy.
You really want some weed?
No.
It just smells good, so now you're
kind of
tempted.
It was just kind of a joke. You gave me all that shit to think about, and I was like, give me some weed. It was funny for some reason, right?
For those of you listening who don't know.
I thought you were serious for a second.
Yeah. Augustino was explaining the format of the show, and it was just very simple. And then
Do I always make it more complicated?
But he made it feel more complicated than it was, and that's when I started packing weed.
All right. Well, let me take a little hit of that.
Oh, here you go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Take your hit first. I'll introduce. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Parishioners podcast. I never do the introduction, but Augustino's smoking some weed right now. He's blowing it out.
I'm here with my co-host, Kevin Lyons, and our guest is Matt Fultron.
Hey, what's up?
In the building. Thanks so much for coming in, bro.
My pleasure.
Do you still live in like Silver Lake, or where the fuck is it?
I do not recall.
You don't remember where you live? You
take it. No, I live in Los Feliz. It's just this
Los
mic.
Los Feliz, that's right. That's what
this mic definitely lends itself to. I do not recall. I live in Los Feliz.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, man. It's fucking traffic time right now, so whatever. I appreciate you coming
for the
out.
Parishioners, I'll do anything.
I appreciate that, man.
Well, it's not going to be parishioners for much longer.
Right. What is it?
So
the congregation?
No. I might as well make that
pretty good, right?
Announcement now. Gotta remind people every episode. Gotta remind people that Parishioners Podcast name is changing. The podcast is staying the same. The links, the feed is gonna stay the same. Just the name is changing. I feel like the name is too long. It's hard to remember. Some people can't spell it. People that don't know me think it's about religion.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to change it. And now that like the numbers are really picking up, and I kind of got my shit together a little bit, and
I think you could get a lot more listeners if you put a pentagram up next to the parishioners.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of satanic podcasts. I think they're looking for something.
Well, I was telling them last time, I'm like, I wonder how many religious people who like listening to podcasts accidentally stumbled onto this podcast and it took them
long. And that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys, don't forget that it's changing soon.
What's it changing?
To homeschooled.
Okay.
The Homeschooled Podcast.
And just put a pentagram up, too.
we can write it on the chalkboard.
Trust me.
Yeah, man. Homeschooled
satanic icons.
It's easy to remember. It's easy to spell. And I was homeschooled as a child. And
really?
I feel like it's like a unique thing about me. So I think that's a good name.
Yeah, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
And now he wants to leave.
He's just so well-adjusted and social.
So, guys, just keep that in mind. If you notice that there's like a weird-looking name on your podcast list there in your library, it's just mine. Don't delete it. And if you want to come find us again, if you're not subscribed, just remember to search Homeschooled in the future. It's going to be changing pretty soon. We got Matt Fultron here.
Matt Fultron.
From Los Feliz.
did I make that weird?
Well, are we going to do some advertising in a song?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant to. I appreciate you looking out for me like that, making sure I remember my shit.
I was just curious.
I feel like you got like smoked in the car before you got out.
No.
And like you're high as shit.
No, I'm not.
And you're just fucking with me. Like,
no,
oh,
you guys are high.
I'm not.
I was stoned way before I got here.
I could tell, buddy.
And I'm just really happy.
Good. Good. I'm happy about
and
that.
And now I'm smoking now.
This episode is brought to you by BenefitPackages.com. BenefitPackages.com, everybody, is a health insurance agency. The clock is ticking on open enrollment, everybody. If you haven't gotten your health insurance yet, you're fucking up, okay?
When does it due?
December 15th, I think, if you wanted to start by January 1st. Mm. And then I think like it closes January 31st, and then your plan will be like effective March 1st. But like you want to do it by December 15th. And a lot of people, you already have health insurance, but Anthem Blue Cross is like saying, fuck you, we're out of California, so you're just going to be fucked.
What about Kaiser Permanente?
You're still good.
Okay.
You're still good, bro. But yeah, and then I just found out today that even if you have like a old plan, like before Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
everybody thought like, no, we're safe.
Yeah.
I just found out today that they're also going to be going in March.
Oh, shit.
So you guys got to get your shit together. But don't panic. Go to benefitpackages.com or even better, call 1-800-356-3613. 515, and you're going to tell them that my podcast sent you. You're going to deal with some healthcare professionals. They're going to let you know what type of plan you need. They can get you the same exact plan you had before, just with a different company. Or if you don't have insurance because you feel like it's just, you don't even know how to go about getting it, you feel like it's a hassle, maybe you can't afford it, they'll let you know if you qualify for free health insurance or discounted health insurance through Obamacare. It's based off your income. So
look into it.
Yeah.
Everybody should look into it. Yeah. Because there are some.
But the thing is that, like, I didn't have it for so long because I never looked into it because I thought, like, oh, I don't even know. You know, like,
you thought it was impossible.
I thought it was impossible.
But there's always something.
You know what? Have a professional do it for you. And if you tell them you came from my podcast, their services are free. They're going to get compensated from the health insurance company for signing you up.
Yeah.
So just, you might as well.
That's it, costs right. You, I have a dentist appointment on Tuesday.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
It's really helping me out.
You do. So.
Funny.
You know, and
my teeth are awful.
So have a professional do it for you because it's not going to cost you anything anyway, and they're with you the entire year, not just when they're signing you up. So if you have any problems with it, if you need to change your income throughout the year, or hey, I got fired, what do I do with, like, you know what I mean, that stuff, they're with you. I have a claim, you know, the doctor won't pay, that type of bullshit, they're with you all year to help you do all that stuff, so you don't have to worry about nothing.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, so benefitpackages.com or call 1-800-356-3615. Tell them that I sent you, and you're going to get their services for free and a free gift. Either your choice between two free movie tickets or a Starbucks gift card, just for saying you're from my podcast, everybody. Oh,
benefitpackages.com.
And with that being said, let's do this.
What's this song?
You don't know this song, bro?
No.
You know what this is, bro?
I'm digging it, though.
It makes me want to say Yakety Yak, but I know that's not it.
That's not it.
It's when the saxophone was still prevalent. Maybe that's just piano.
Doing the Ray, mess around. Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Ray,
there we go.
Yeah.
From Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and John Candy was in the car swerving all over the road while Steve Martin was asleep.
I fucking love John Candy. Can we just take a moment to talk about John Candy?
How old was John Candy when John Candy died?
Well, I like to think that he didn't die. He just moved to the North Pole and became Santa Claus.
Okay.
That's what I like to think.
We're going
to
find that out right
now.
How
old was he when we think he died?
Well,
when he was reported to
have
died.
I was a kid. I remember the exact moment I found out that John Candy died. I was a little kid. I forget what age, but I was a little kid, and I was playing basketball. I wasn't very good at basketball, but my dad made me be on the team. And I remember being, like, the game was about to start, and my dad goes, "Oh, shit, by the way, John Candy died." And it was right before my game. And I'm like, I already didn't know how to play basketball. Mm-hmm. And then you just throw John Candy dying at me.
He died in 1994, and he was 43.
I was 11.
Chris Farley was 33 when he died, and John Belushi was 33, and Jesus Christ was 33 when
God
he died.
Damn.
That, I just threw that Jesus Christ thing in there.
Jesus was thin, though.
Yeah.
John Candy was a legend, though.
Yeah, man.
John Candy was amazing. You ever seen Splash?
Oh, who hasn't?
When he goes, when he's talking to Tom Hanks' boss, and he goes, "Here's a buck, go wash my car." It's so fucking funny.
Remember that?
So disrespectful.
That actress from Home Alone. I forget her name.
The mom.
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I read this thing with her where she said she told people that she was, like, really close friends with John Candy, and she told people that, like, the week before before he died, she saw him, and she was like, you don't look healthy. Like,
yeah.
She goes, like, you're not going to make it much longer. And he said to himself, he was just like, I also feel like I'm not going to make it much longer.
What, like it just because of, like, his weight and heart?
Yeah, he was just fucking looking, like, really bad, man.
He had decades of aggression on that circulatory system.
But he was such a happy guy.
He was like... Happy people die, bro.
I know, but I'm just saying, like... Like, when you see people sick like that, but they're also just like, you associate people dying early with them making bad decisions, but it's not. I mean, like, it's just like who he was. Like, that was his time.
Yeah.
And he was just, I feel like who he was in the movies was who he was in real life. Like, you know that people are actors, but it felt like he was just, the cameras were rolling and just witnessed him in life.
Like, he seemed like a happy guy.
Yeah.
In every movie, right? There was no, there's no art movie.
Yeah.
Well, I always heard that he, like, whenever he was on, like, a big movie, he would always give his trailer up to anybody else. Like, he was never, he just gave it to the, you know, that's not very, That's not the best thing anybody can do, but it's like, it's still kind of cool.
Yeah. Know? Well, I mean, fucking so much comedy in one human being, man.
What was your favorite John Candy movie?
I probably have to say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
I think Splash, he's such a degenerate in that movie.
I like Uncle Buck.
He like learns to speak German by watching porn.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's just, I've never seen a, the he's movie. Just such a dick.
I've never seen this.
He's great in that movie. He's a degenerate.
Yeah.
100%.
He's good. He's good. I love it when he plays the side characters. That sounds like it's super
different than what he usually plays, though.
It's, but it's with the same attitude and smile like he's talking about.
But like, I love it when he would play those, like, before he got super famous and he was playing those side characters, like in National Lampoon's Vacation when he was working at Wally World.
Yeah.
And Home Alone, that, like, Home Alone is probably my favorite side appearance of John Candy. That wasn't a John Candy.
Yeah, it's a
movie.
Great cameo. Yeah,
you know.
But what was he doing in that movie? I forget.
You remember when the mom was she kept on trying to get back to her son?
Oh,
he's
the
Boca Boca. He's in the Boca Band.
And even like his little bit of time, like he had such like this big like thematical like heart for such a small character.
Where know? Are we with Summer Rental? You guys like?
Oh, dude, I love those. Are the Summer Rental and what was the other one he did with Dan Aykroyd?
The one where they
the
go
Great
out
Outdoors,
the woods.
Yeah, where he shoots the bear in the ass.
Yeah. Like, oh, Great Outdoors!
But I love
awesome.
Summer Rental. I always felt like Summer Rental was a movie that only I knew.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those like side movies that you remember growing up.
It was definitely
yeah. What's Canadian Bacon.
Oh, that was Dan Aykroyd was in that. No, he wasn't in that. Was Dan Aykroyd?
That's
that
John Candy's last movie that he appeared in.
Is that
no, was, no. His last movie
the
was
West,
the West,
Wagons,
the Wagons East.
Oh, then this is wrong.
Wagons East or something like that. He died on the. He died on the set.
Him
of that
and Matt
movie.
Perry.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever notice that like great actors always do like a horrible movie right before they
yeah,
die?
Yeah, and that's what he's talking about. You're talking about like he should live a while because he's happy. Well, he's probably a little depressed doing a shitty movie.
I didn't say that he should live a while. It's just funny, like whenever you hear about like actors like die like at an early age, it like because we're so used to it being associated with something awful like drugs or just a bad lifestyle or like it was just like his heart was too big and it was just like
well he was also very.
He was a huge
Hey, James
guy.
Gandolfini had a fucking heart attack, right? In Paris, I think he was, or wherever the hell he was. And why wouldn't he? And he's another one, like such a great actor, but like fucking
half his acting was trying to breathe through that box. I prick the finger, Carmella.
No, but the movie he did.
An oath.
Right before
I got
he
tired
died.
Of watching him eat. I got tired watching.
He's always breathing through his nose.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like
disgorging food in every shot.
Fucking,
there's not enough oxygen to get through this.
Sopranos. What was that old movie? Did that like the chick killed him by hitting him over the head with like a
True Romance?
Fucking so many good movies, dude. But like his last movie that he ever filmed was that shit with
romantic comedy
with fucking
with Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It's
not bad
know.
Though, right?
I don't know what movie that is.
It's funny
for him though. It's like, oh, that was the last movie he
did. It's always funny when he plays the character that doesn't seem overly Italian, like when like in The Sopranos season 6A, where he's in a coma.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I seem to have misplaced my credit card. Where he like pronounced his his words. He overly pronounced his words and he didn't sound like Tony Soprano. That's always weird. He sounds kind of Midwestern.
Yeah. So you like
very
him like
strange.
That?
No, I like him like Tony Soprano, but it's very interesting
it's
to hear.
It's kind of like when you were telling me about Hugh Jackman when he's in any other movie where he's not Wolverine.
Like,
come on, dude, just give me the
cheek.
Cut somebody.
Any other movie. I mean, he's just fucking Wolverine. He was like born for that part.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
And you hated Logan.
I fucking hate it. So
some movies he still has the sideburns, even though he's not Wolverine. Yeah.
It's
like, come
got
on.
This new movie coming out right now.
Oh,
fucking,
but
like,
the Barnum
Best
and Bailey
Showman or whatever.
Yeah,
that fucking looks awful.
I laughed when I saw that trailer.
The only thing that made me might want to see it is Zac Efron's in. I fucking love Zac Efron.
Are you serious?
I fucking love Zac Efron. He never lets me down.
Tell me about this. What movies do you like?
I love
the fraternity movies.
It's not even Neighbors. That I like the movies. It's that even if I don't like the movie, he makes it good. Like, he's my favorite part in it. Like the new fucking Baywatch. I don't really like it, but all his scenes, like, make me laugh.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm not fucking with you, bro.
I don't doubt you. I'm just saying I've never seen any of his movies.
He's my
Neighbors
favorite character.
Is funny. I like Neighbors.
Have you seen Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates?
No.
With Adam Devine and him? Bro, it's fucking funny. It's fucking funny. That movie surprised me how funny it was.
Okay.
I love Zac Efron. I don't know.
All right.
I never saw like the High School Musicals or anything.
No, I love.
Well, now you have to. Now you have to.
Did you see the one where like him and Matthew Perry trade places like Freaky Friday?
Yes.
Wait, you like that one?
Not really. No.
That movie exists. No. What was it called?
It's called High School Again or something.
It's fucking Matthew. It's fucking Freaky Friday with dudes.
Yeah.
Same shit. That's a plot to a movie. I'm like, I'm fucking done. I'm done with this plot.
The whole body switching plot? Movie. If you could make a body switching movie, a fresh original talking. Version, what would you do?
I would do me
and John Candy. I'd like to be dead. I'd like to be about 6 feet under this earth.
Nah, man. I don't know. I fucking do like me and like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh my god, these tits.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not oh my god, these tits. It's not oh my god, I'm rich and fucking famous.
Yeah, that's more.
It's just like, holy, you're more shocked that you have tits.
So in real life, who would I want to
now
change?
I gotta
with?
Blow Darren. I know,
and like if you were gonna make a movie, a concept.
Just I wouldn't
like,
even make the movie, bro. I wouldn't even make that movie.
I would switch places.
Had enough of those movies.
I would
he hates this movie.
I would switch places with a dog. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that hasn't been done either.
No, I could make it really fun.
The Shaggy D, eh?
Something. It wouldn't be a Shaggy dog. That's they pick the dumbest dog to switch bodies with. Shaggy, a Shaggy dog. That's stupid. They should have done something more.
Should be like a German
or like a
Doberman
great,
Pinscher,
like a Great Dane or something. I don't know.
I love Face Off. Does that fall in that category?
Yeah. That's different. That's for hours.
That's better because at least there's some explanation of what happened.
That's a good movie.
In the Freaky Friday ones, it's like, well, some magic came into town.
Yeah.
I guess that just happened. And they accept it pretty quick.
Yeah. They do.
I would be like checking myself into an asylum.
And then here comes John Travolta and Nick Cage just switching faces.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear that movie, I automatically think of just like the lab scene where they have like those face mask things and they just like.
Well, there really is a lab like that with just Nicolas Cage's faces everywhere.
Whose face would you switch with?
I wouldn't fucking switch
obviously
faces,
Zac Efron. Zac Efron.
Yeah, probably.
No, it wouldn't be. It would be called Abs Off.
I would switch abs.
You would switch abs with Zac Efron.
Dude, that's the movie.
he's got like a little fat on him now.
Yeah, it's my
face.
It don't
really fit.
But Zac Efron's body, and then Zac Efron has
and then you ruin the experiment within 2 weeks.
And there's no other plot. It's not like you're trying to go undercover. You're just seeing if you guys could switch abs.
Yeah.
It's a 15-minute documentary.
It's one of those, like, I wish I'd never been born type thing. You're like, I wish I had abs. And then, like, a week later, I'm like, oh, I'm a fucking douche.
That'd be so great. That'd be so great if you invented a machine to get you abs when you could just do sit-ups.
Oh, my God. Can we just please, let's make this, like, a short film. That'd be fucking
great.
Hilarious.
That'd be really funny.
What would we call it? Abs Off?
Abs Off.
Ab Off.
Ab Off. Yeah. Because it's
absolutely.
Not. Well, I guess it is Abs Off because if he has a six pack.
Absolutely abulous.
I gotta tell you.
That was
absolutely abulous.
I gotta tell you, this podcast, I don't know what turned it to.
I think it's because I got super stoned. I got really happy.
Going here.
So I'm in charge of the podcast now. Is that
yes,
what
you
saying?
Are. We're devoting all
that. Let's talk about.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
You got nothing?
I don't want to lead it the wrong way.
Well, thank you for coming on, man.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. I got home recently and I'm fucking rushing. I was trying to eat really quick. I'm not having beer. You guys are all saying, I wish I was drinking. I don't even like Modelo, but I wish I was just drinking a beer right now.
Modelo is amazing. Why aren't you drinking?
I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight. And
I'm trying to switch with Zac Efron.
I know. I'm trying to do that ab movie, bro. No, man. Like, I'm trying to drop a couple pounds. You know, I was 240. I don't know if you remember how big I was. I don't really remember.
Maybe but I believe you.
Yeah, I was a big guy, and I promised myself I would never get over 2 again. And I'm like, and last week I was like 193, and I was like, fuck, man, I put on too much weight. So I just really want to get back down there. So I'm trying to eat before 8 o'clock.
So last week you were 193.
I was 193.
I know you weighed yourself today. What'd you call
it? Yes, I did fucking 188, bro.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Good for you.
I am the exact opposite.
Really? Did you gain weight? Because hold on a second.
Last week I was 199.
Let me fill
You'll
Matt
have to tell
in.
Us how to do that.
Let me fill in Matt in the audience.
Gain weight.
I'm sorry, but I ate Burger King this morning. Drinking
light beer. Did you really?
Yeah, it was really breakfast bad. Or lunch? I was no lunch. It was in between jobs,
dude. You fucked.
I was so hungry.
You're losing this competition.
No, but it's
funny. And Burger King don't have a salad.
It's funny. Hey, listen to this shit. They so do, like last on, week I was here.
There's no Ralph's you can run into.
Just let me fucking finish. All right. Last week I was here. I weighed myself. I was 199.
I know.
And then I was so hungry today because I didn't eat breakfast. And in between my jobs, the only place there was literally I had just enough time to stop at the first place I saw, and it was Burger King. I was so hungry. I ate Burger King.
Well, that's not.
And then when I got here, I ran upstairs and I had to pee and I weighed myself and I was 204.5.
Wow. And but you weigh yourself with all your clothes on, though.
I know, but like I know that whole difference, but as soon as I saw that weight difference, I just automatically imagined myself eating a fucking 5.5-pound burger.
Right, so let me fill in the audience. Let me fill in Matt on what's going really on. Bad. We're participating in this weight loss challenge between me and him and like all our buddies, a couple of guys from his film crew, you know what I mean? Yeah, just like a bunch of buddies, right? So almost all of us have like a goal weight. We all want to drop a couple pounds.
Yeah.
So we're having trouble with it because we're fucking drinkers and we fucking work late and we're eating late.
And you want to get up to 205?
I weighed at 199 and I wanted to get down at 175. Yeah.
You can do that.
So no, we're supposed to like motivate each other. So
did you get French fries at Burger King?
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, I mean, bro, if you're gonna walk on ice, you might as well dance.
That's it. I just went fuck it. You know what? Just no, you had a fuck hungry. It meal. I'm hungry, man. It was the fucking
meal. I think you can still do fast food as long as you don't eat French fries.
Really?
Yes, I agree.
What about the
like,
bread?
French fries and a Coke is like you just double your calories.
Yeah, yeah, don't
or
do
if you
soda.
Have a sandwich, it's maybe like 500, 800 calories.
What if you take out the bread and do a protein style?
Now you're fucking thin.
That's what you should have done, bro.
Now you're Zac Efron.
What do you think Zac Efron does when he goes to Burger King?
He don't give a shit. But he just does the
same. I didn't even care. You all you motherfuckers are just talking about calories. And doing, I'm like, I was so hungry, I didn't give a fuck. But
okay.
There could have been a dead homeless person on the corner, and I would have fucking ate that shit. Like that's how hungry I was.
You would have eaten a dead homeless person?
No, but I'm just saying. That's
I used to eat too much, and what I do now is just like order a little bit, and then like wait 20 minutes. Usually, I'm not wanting those fries after that. It's tough.
That's your new trick.
Yeah, it's like just order a little bit, and if you're still hungry, order something else. Mm-hmm. But chances are, if you wait a little bit, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is walk out of the restaurant and be like, I'll eat something else at a different restaurant if I'm still hungry. This is for people with a lot of time on their hands.
It's a restaurant
crawl. I know that works, but at the same time, I always hate when I leave one restaurant and drop some money and then I go to another one because I'm still hungry.
Yeah, you're dropping money on the French fries, though, too.
Yeah.
You got to remember that.
So you're saying you're at a restaurant, then you'll leave if you're still hungry. You can always swing by Taco Bell or something is what you're saying.
I prefer Del Taco, but
that type of deal.
They got like $1 shit. If you're worried about money, they got $1 shit.
Okay. Yeah, but you're right, because doesn't it take like twenty minutes for you to realize that you know that.
Yeah, your stomach is a fucking piece of shit. It won't tell you that you're full.
Now I just want Burger King again.
Me too.
I know. The zesty sauce. Great. I take the zesty sauce and I dip my French fries in it. It was made from onion.
I take the cheeseburgers and I eat them. It's fucking delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Even when I'm eating shitty, I don't even eat Burger King, bro. Like I really don't like it.
Burger King's value has gone way down, in my opinion.
It doesn't matter because it's like when the hunger happens.
About to turn you into.
Right, when Spider-Man. The hunger happens, when you see that burger.
But immediately after you ingest this shit, you're walking out of there wishing that you could just shoot yourself in the head. Because
you feel really bad.
You feel awful. And the thing is, you walk in there knowing that you're going to feel awful.
But you can't.
But I have to fucking eat. I have to fucking
it's
go.
It's a drug,
this.
Dude.
If I didn't have to work after work, I wouldn't have eaten there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I was so hungry. I just needed to stop that pain. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, this got to be like substitutions, bro. I mean, like, isn't there? There's other options.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not a fucking preacher here. I mean, I fucking love
options.
My food
I'm
too,
telling
man.
You, I did not have time to look for options.
Obviously just took what he first saw because
that is literally all the time I had to stop and get something.
Well, it's time to make compromises.
And I was still late.
You gotta go if that's the case. You gotta go in there and you gotta go.
It's okay.
Hey, let me get that double Whopper, no bun. wrap it in lettuce.
Well, I'm going to beat all of you in the weight loss challenge. So
you think so?
Yes, I absolutely Because
you're starting
so,
so high?
Yeah.
And that's why. That's how you're going to win?
Yeah, no, no, it is because I lose weight like a motherfucker, and I'm also doing something else that you guys aren't going to do. I'm going to be running.
When's weigh-in?
Every week. The next one is December 11th.
What's today's date?
Today's
the
first.
He can still starve himself.
No,
it's not that. I'm running.
You're going to want to starve yourself.
He's running to Burger King this time.
I'm running to Burger King. Yeah. No, it will. Trust me. It's this weird thing.
Have you
thing.
Ever, like, skipped a day or two from eating?
That definitely happened.
Long time ago.
It's so much better than
my first year living in California, man. I was like that. I had no...
You lose all this weight.
Dude, I've gone to bed hungry before. I've gone to bed not eating.
Yeah, sure.
And, dude, I lost fucking
You wake up beautiful.
Weight.
It's the best.
No, it's not. You do not. It's not the same as losing weight naturally. You look awful.
That's not the same as being fat either.
No, it's not. But the
Well, I think he's just saying I think it's depressing. Like he was doing that because he was broke.
I was trying to lose weight. And I was like, I wasn't trying to lose weight. It wasn't like that. But
that
it's
can
still
get
like,
sexy. Broken sexy.
Broken sexy.
That's what every movie's about. I don't know why you're fighting so hard.
Broken sexy. Yeah. Abs off.
Yeah. Let's write that script.
Abs off.
Yeah, man,
I eat whatever the fuck I want.
Really?
But I just space it out.
But you're
not that
you're,
I'm super
you're pretty
thin.
Thin, though.
I'm pretty thin. I used to eat like a fucking maniac. Now I just eat whatever I want, just not that much of it.
So your thing is portion control.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you guys, you're like 10 years younger than me, I think.
Okay.
You get older.
How old are you?
43.
Okay.
You start, like, I don't know, you just stop making as bad decisions.
Yeah.
I hear you. Like, you're just like, I'll be fine. There will be another Burger King on the way home.
Can I tell you the truth, you guys?
There will be. There'll be like 8 fast food places on the way home.
Let me tell you guys something.
All got zesty sauce, bitch.
Yeah, if you want to make a mistake later, you can. It's like the same concept as like one day at a time.
I get you.
I'll be honest.
He said
guys,
as he drank his Modelo.
I never really was making bad decisions. Like, honestly, like I get chubby off of like fucking good food.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't go to Burger King. Even when I'm like fucking, I don't give a fuck what I eat. I don't go to McDonald's. Like I never do. I just don't eat it.
Yeah, but you're getting fat off carrots.
You know,
like
no, it's not carrots. It's like if I want a burger, I'm gonna go to this restaurant that I like down the street from my house. I'm gonna order a big ass gourmet fucking burger that's like Kobe beef.
Oh,
you know
shit.
What I mean? Blue cheese and like throw over. I go to fucking Tipsy Cow if I want, or you go to Stout Burger. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, dude, we didn't know.
No, you know what I'm saying? But like, that's what I indulge in. And then like, you have like a delicious beer that you love, and then you have two, and then you have three, and then you're watching football, and now you're having wings, and you're dipping them in blue cheese.
Now you're big and fat. Now
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not like I'm doing fast food. Okay. So get your shit straight, everybody.
So what I'm saying is, fast food isn't really that bad. People just blame shit on blame. Because you do. If you get one of the meals, that's where you go wrong. That's like 1,800 calories or something.
I always get a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it comes with the
But
drink
I
and
don't
fries.
Go all the time. That's the but thing. Like I was so upset with myself that I ate Burger King today. Like, it's just like so far. Like, I go months and like I can go months and months without having to stop by fast food.
I'm saying you go in there, you get a double cheeseburger. It's maybe 400 calories. You get the fuck out of there.
No fries, no Coke.
Yeah.
If you at least cut out the soda,
you'd be surprised how good that is.
I haven't had a soda in like fucking 3 years.
You'll be proud of me. The other night, I stopped at Cactus. I got a burrito, but guess what I didn't get?
What?
Chips and salsa.
Oh, good for you.
Cactus is the shit, right?
I fucking
love
Cactus.
Okay, hold on.
That's real food.
We got to put this, we got to pause this for a second. I got to tell you guys a story about Cactus.
Oh, I know. Okay. Go ahead, live it up.
You know this story, okay?
I know it.
This just happened to me.
Okay.
Okay. We have one right here. I don't know if you saw it when you drove in. Mm-mm. Cactus. It's right here on fucking
Woodman
and
I know this cactus.
So last Friday, day after Thanksgiving, is my mom's birthday. Everybody's over the house, the family, everything. My mom doesn't want to go out to dinner. She's like, I'm going to go take out to dinner. She doesn't want to go out to dinner. You know what I mean? She's like, I don't want to hang out with the family at the house. I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to get some takeout. I'm going to go down to Cactus. Everybody fucking loves it. I'll come back with a couple burritos and some tacos and shit, you know, for everybody. It's like,
I wish I was in your family.
Yeah, dude. There's like six or seven of us, you know what I'm saying, hanging out for my mom's birthday. And so I go down to Cactus, and I'm like, yeah, let me get three burritos. I figure like we'll cut them in half. Everybody has like half, you know what I mean? And I go, and let me get 15 steak tacos, right?
Perfect.
Fucking six people, that's more than enough, right?
Yeah.
They go, okay. My total was like $130.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Plus, I got those fries with all the shit that they put on top. Like, so
how much are the tacos?
So hold on. Let me get to this story.
There's a twist.
There's a twist here. So then I go like, fuck, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And then like there was even like a special burrito that I always like to get that I'm like, let me get that. And then I go, what's the total? She's like, $130. I'm like, forget my special burrito. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I pay for it. They make the food. I take it out to my – it's like fucking heavy-ass bag. I go – I sit in my car. You know, like, they're dive places. Like, yeah. There's a fucking – it's a parking lot. It's like practically in it. You know what I mean? So I get in my car and I go, let me look at this receipt real quick. And I see they rang me up for 15 burritos, not tacos.
Fuck you, Cactus.
Dude, so I go back in. Yeah. It's about to get heavy, okay?
Yeah.
So I go back in. And I go like, hey, you guys rang me up for 15 burritos. And they go like, yeah. And we made 15 burritos. And I'm like, you're telling me there's 15 burritos in my car right now? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I said 15 tacos. And they're like, well, we heard wrong. And I'm like, I'm sorry. So what are we going to do about it? And she's like, you're fucked. Nothing. They're like, we're not going to fucking, you know, we're not going to like give, you know what I mean? We're not going to fucking take back 15 burritos.
She goes, just live off that for the month.
Yeah. No. It's so funny. When you told me this story, I just automatically pictured you stacking up the 15 burritos and molding them into the shape of a turkey for Thanksgiving.
That's what I should have done, man.
You guys are making me so hungry with your stories.
Oh, because Cactus is so good, bro.
Dude, it's phenomenal. Cactus
is fucking so good. So I'm like arguing with her. And then she goes, I read the order back to you. I'm like, bitch, I had a big ass fucking order. You said that shit fast. I just heard 15. And you know what I mean? And like, who? Yeah. It ain't my job to pay attention.
Right.
And then she's like, well, that's not my problem. And then, like, the owner of all the cactuses happened to be
Jeff Cactus.
No, it's this fucking older Hispanic lady.
Yeah,
bro.
I saw her there last night. You explained her to me, and I saw her there last night. And as I was waiting for my order, I'm like, wait, I'm like, I've never seen that lady here before. She looks like she's
the
like,
owner, dude.
That's the bitch Augustino was talking about.
Yeah, dude, she looks like fucking Terry from the Haha, but like taller.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Like an owner.
Yep.
An older Hispanic owner.
Yeah.
So she's back there, and she starts telling me, like, at first she yells at the cashier. She's like, you fucking rang up 15 burritos? And then I go, like, whoa. Like, she heard me wrong. I heard her wrong. Yeah. Like, don't fucking yell at her.
Right.
And then she's like, we're not taking it back. And I'm like, what do you mean not taking it back? She goes, we don't take back food once it's out the door. I go, it ain't out the door. It's right in my car right there. She's like, that's out the door.
That is out the door.
And
I'm on her side, Augustine.
I go, I didn't even open the bag. It's just literally sitting in my car, which is steps out of this door.
Yeah.
It's like right outside. Like if you open that glass door, that's my car.
So.
And hold on. So she goes, and then I go, she goes, well, it's still outside. I'm like, you have an outside seating area, which is practically where my car is parked. Like, what do you mean if you take food outside? So anyway, man, like I fucking argued with this lady for like 40 minutes. And this girl was just like, no, fuck. I go, listen. And I'm like, you had one on Tahunga in Moore Park. Now you open one on fucking this one. And I'm like, my family's been coming here for fucking years. I'm like, I eat here at least twice a week myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
she's really like, now you're gonna be in here over
but
like this.
But on the bright side, you had 15 cactus burritos.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to spoil the ending, but can I have a burrito?
Bro, they're gone. They're gone. This was last week. You wouldn't even want even if they were left, they'd be bad.
Nah. I love that place.
Dude,
I don't care. I
bet
it's
so good.
I like a day, so 2 day old burrito.
I was eating them 2 or 3 days old.
Because they're not like the other like taco places that just take ground beef and make your asada. That's rookie shit.
What pissed me off
asada.
The most is that like she just said like, you know what? The answer's no. I'm sorry, but like fuck you. And I'm like, really? Like you're gonna fuck me like this? Like I'm a loyal customer. And she's just like, she went out the back door. And as she went out the back door, I saw her leaving. Because I went out to my car to leave. And she fucking lives in like a fucking $70,000 Mercedes
dude,
SUV.
Dude, you had
like
extra
rhinestones on the fucking license plate. And I'm like, this dirty bitch.
Wouldn't you had an extra burrito on you. You could have just thrown it right out.
Couple salsas
sour
right
cream bomb.
And the best part is, so when I go home and I tell my wife what happened, of course, you know how women are. She goes, well, that's it. Fuck them. We're never going back to Cactus. I went, whoa.
It's Cactus.
This is Cactus.
We're going back. We're just going to hate them.
Yeah.
We're just going
to
Mad Dog.
Yeah, I'm going to send in Kevin to get mine so they don't spit in my food.
They're fucking... I'm so glad I wasn't there with you when that happened because I go there all the time.
Yeah.
Their fucking salsa is so good. Every single time you get it, it's a little different, but in good ways. Because it lets you know that they're making it right. They're not open up a can and there's your fucking salsa.
Like that. It's going to be like that Seinfeld episode. Like he sends Kramer to buy the fruit.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You gotta send in Kevin to buy my Mexican. He's like,
just getting some fruit. No, but here's the cool thing.
But they're burritos. I'm gonna say this about them, though. So after the owner leaves, I go back in and I'm just like, I'm feeling like kind of like fucking defeated. I went out to my car and I was like, fucking thinking, what am I gonna do?
Ate about three burritos.
Everybody's at the house waiting for me to bring home food. You know, I'm like, and I already spent $130. I'm like, what am I gonna do? So I went back in and like the owner had already left, and I talked to the chick, and then she was like, yeah, I'm really sorry about a misunderstanding. She was being cool. And then, like, the cook comes out, and he's like, bro, I see you in here all the time. It's like this older Hispanic dude, you know, cool as fuck. And he goes, can't do that return because the boss said no. He was like, well, I'll tell you what I will do. He's like, I'm going to make you those 12 tacos.
Nice. Those 15
tacos you originally ordered. He's like, on the house.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, that dude was cool. He goes, but next time you come in here, you don't say shit to anybody about
it. Oh, you never say shit anyway.
You should
put it on my podcast.
You shouldn't even saying that now.
Don't worry about it. My listeners are cool as fuck. They know that snitches get stitches.
Yeah, snitches get tacos.
What do you do if you go back in there and he goes, I heard the podcast?
You asshole. No, dude, I fucking gave like 5 to my sister and her boyfriend to take home. I gave 5 to my parents. You know, they fucking worked during the week. I took 5. I took them. Bro, I ate them every day.
Yeah, you did.
Every day. And
it was the best accident that ever
when
happened.
When I ran out, I could have gone for another one.
Yeah.
I could have eaten them and getting the next
How come I only got 15?
They're so what you said to yourself. Good. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they put in them, but they're so good.
This podcast is making me so fucking hungry.
It's so worth
between
it.
The Burger King and
the
cat.
Now I can't even eat. It's going to be 8 o'clock.
They close at 10. We have plenty of time.
I can't eat after 8.
Now he's got a diet.
What?
I'm actually in this competition. I don't know about you.
No, I'm the guy who puts everything off to the last minute. So the last 5 days, I'm going to do nothing. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to run like 10 miles a day.
That's starving shit I was talking about.
And I'm going to win.
So what we did is like... I think that...
He's going to win.
If there's anybody listening that's trying to lose weight, or if there's anything at all that you're trying to do, you know, maybe you want to stop smoking, drinking, whatever the fuck. I think if you do something like that's fun, so that's what we did. You know, we get like a bunch of buddies together to motivate each other, and then also kind of just make it fun, like a competition. So what we did is like all of us have to do the weigh-in, the first one, and then we say like what goal our weight is, and then we have all the weigh-in dates, and then so you know which goal you're supposed to. Each of us have our own goal.
Yeah.
So whoever doesn't make their goal each weigh-in gets a punishment. And the ones who made their goal get to decide what that punishment is.
Okay. Sounds really fun.
Yeah, we torture each other, bro.
We'll torture each other.
I already got
that's
one
our favorite. Dan. That's our favorite thing is coming up with the punishments for sure. Would you say you already got one for
if
who?
If Dan fucks up, bro.
Dan?
Yeah.
What was his weight?
I don't remember his weight, but if he fucks up, I'm going to make him wear a Patriots fucking t-shirt for like 24 hours.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who he roots for, but that's bad punishment no matter what.
For fucking... Kansas City.
Yep.
And then we're all like Patriots fans.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I grew up in Boston.
He's from Boston.
What about you?
I'm from here, but for whatever reason.
You're a Patriot.
All my close friends since I was a child.
But my own defense, I don't give a fuck about football anymore. Like, this is the last season. Like, I just didn't. I've seen maybe a game this season.
You're retiring after that Super Bowl?
I'm retiring. I don't need it anymore.
It's a good one to look.
It's not even that. I'm just so sick of all the fucking.
You can go undefeated.
I'm sick of all the bullshit that, like, football. Like, if you look, football is literally one of the biggest wastes of time. Like, even in its own self, there's only like 16 minutes of actual fucking gameplay in football, and it's just like all the drama that goes. That's what drives me crazy. Is all the drama that goes on behind it. And the fact that all these people who fucking, they're domestic fucking violent assholes and all this shit, like everything. And I'm like, I'm just watching that. I'm like, I really don't give a fuck about football anymore. And so I've watched like 2 games this season.
I used to not care.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Did you ever?
I cared when I was like in the 3rd grade. And then like once I realized that the team could lose and it was like I lost.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? This is no fun.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing to do with this, and then I still lose?
Yeah.
What was your team? Shit. What was your team?
That was part of the problem is I liked the Cowboys just because my friend liked the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it through.
Yeah.
But I lived in Maryland. And like everyone liked the Redskins.
You're from Maryland?
Yeah. And so that was it. Cowboys versus the Redskins. It's a big, whether it's because of the title or the mascot or whatever, it's like a big deal in Maryland and Virginia. And I remember like standing next to my friend Ricky going, no, man, Cowboys are going to win. No, man, Redskins are going to win. Cowboys. And then like you just get reamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your team loses. And this is before texting and everything. At least I didn't have to just sit there and like have it coming in, as I'm sure your friends do. Mm-hmm. Like, interception. Do people do that shit to
you?
Yeah,
now it's on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, so I immediately was not interested after that upset. Skins won, Cowboys lost, and I got fucked up on the way to school.
But it's even so much, like, it's not just like your own, like, oh, my fucking team lost. It's like other people who root for other teams the next day, they're just like, oh, man, you guys fucking stop. I'm like, I don't fucking play for them. Like,
and they, but they act like they won.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't win shit, Holmes.
And I was just so sick of it. Like, I love, like, when it's just cool, like when you're hanging out with your friends on Sunday watching a game and you guys are having fun. But when it gets like so, like that is literally the only topic of conversation that is happening during it. I'm like, I get really fucking bored.
I'm coming back around now in my older age because it is something you can watch without, like if I watch a movie, I'm somewhat in show business. I'm a comedian. And so I'm watching it like kind of critically. It's not as much fun. Football, I don't want to be a football player. It's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm not into it like other people are into it. I don't know anyone's names or anything. Mm-hmm. I just pick a city I hate and then root against them.
What and city is that?
And that's pretty satisfying. I mean, show me a game. Boston? And I'll figure out which city I hate more.
Okay.
You know, you've done enough bad gigs, you can like really get invested in these types of things.
Yeah. That city fucking didn't cheer for me.
Yeah. So exactly. I'm not going to cheer for you, asshole. What happens. That's funny. Like, oh, I know someone that really likes this team. Fuck them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, The Steelers.
You just kind of
whenever
think about,
anybody's playing the Steelers, I don't care who's playing the Steelers, I'm like, defeat them.
Bro, right. Because you think about one person that's going to be
miserable.
My fucking
apartment manager, my former apartment manager's husband. This dude was just like, he was the biggest douchebag. His name was Butch.
Yeah.
And like, he would every 6 months, he'd call me by my roommate's name. And then he'd go back to my name.
Yeah.
And like, every time he's like, Hey, Bill, how about them Red Sox? How about them Patriots? And you rag on them. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I would just go along with it because I just want the conversation to end.
Yeah, it's almost over at this point.
Yeah. And then, like, but he drove this white van. He was like a carpenter or something. He always had, like, the Steelers symbol on the back. And whenever that his motherfucking team lost, and I would always see him the next day, he just like he wouldn't even have a conversation with me. I'm like, I'm so glad that the Steelers lost because that means I don't have to talk to him the next day.
If I'm ever doing a week somewhere and I don't really like the town and I don't really like the people, I'll go to a bar on Sunday and watch football and just root against their team and watch them like get depressed as they lose.
That would be even funnier.
It's pretty fun.
That's if your own you wore little
just look around, you're eating wings, you're laughing at people.
But that'd be even better if you were wearing their home team's jersey.
Yeah, then I can like kind of blend in and everything.
That'd be really
fucking
funny.
I think you keep spilling
funny.
Shit on it though.
But that's just kind of a fun thing to do.
When I was a teenager, I had a girlfriend who her ex-boyfriend was from Texas. So she would like show up sometimes wearing a t-shirt that said everything bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where'd you get that t-shirt from? She's like, oh, my ex-boyfriend gave it to me. And I'm like, why don't you fucking throw that shit away?
Exactly.
And she's like, oh, I don't know, it's just a t-shirt. What do you care? You're that
insecure. This trash can's bigger in California.
And I used to be like, what? And then she show up like wearing like, you know, fucking Dallas Cowboys shit and shit like that. So still to this day, even
fuck
though
her,
fuck
man.
Her, man. I'm not even with her anymore. Like, I've gone through two wives since her. I'm like, like, who gives a shit? But still to this day, when I see the Cowboys, I'm like, man,
fuck the
you.
Cowboys.
Uh-huh. Fuck those little dick motherfuckers. Fuckers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's true. Everything's
average size in Texas.
Everything. It actually seems smaller because the state's so big. Man, here's the thing. I never was into sports like at all. And like you said, I don't know the names. Now I know like, you know, some of the names of the guys on the Patriots because I really like, you know, I follow that team. But I don't know anybody else. And I never got into sports until like way later. Like we were talking about in the beginning, I was homeschooled. I didn't have any brothers. I didn't have any buddies that would go to school and be like, oh, my dad's fucking, you know, did you see the game? You know what I mean? I didn't have any you don't have any friends really when you're fucking homeschooled until you start to get to be like, I mean, you do, but like they're just like your parents' friends' kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then you go, then you start to be like a teenager, and I would start to go out in the neighborhood and made some friends, you know?
Yeah.
But like, for whatever reason, like I always ended up being friends like all these kids from Massachusetts. And then when you grow up, when you grow up,
it just happens.
It just happened. When you grow up from
no matter where he lives,
yeah, that's right.
I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and when you're from Los Angeles, nobody else is from Los Angeles. Everybody comes to the city from somewhere else. So like your friends are never from here. So I just got into sports by my buddies going like, come over to my house and watch the game. And that's why I cheer for all the Boston teams.
Sure. Well, there's no football team here for a while either.
Yeah, fuck that.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also why I like going to like a bar around here to watch football, because it's not just one person's team who's infiltrated that bar. It's all the teams, and they're all having a great time there drinking. That's the only thing I do like about watching football at a bar in Los Angeles.
It's a bunch of different teams.
It's a bunch of different teams, and everybody's getting along.
I gotta tell you.
That's what I do like.
I like when I'm in a bar, and it's just the team I'm rooting for only.
No, that's cool. But the thing is, when you go to these other bars with these other teams, they're not like the assholes who are fans of those teams. Mm-hmm. They're just like the cool people. You can actually have a good fucking time.
We've got the Woodman over here. It's like, I can't go watch games there on Sunday because it's for some reason, the Raiders fucking bar. I mean, it's a great restaurant, great food, but any other day I can go, but like,
it's Raiders.
There's so many Raiders fans.
Fans are dangerous.
Yeah, and but like, we're in the Valley in Sherman Oaks, so these guys aren't dangerous, they're just obnoxious. You know? I can't fucking.
It's part of being a Raider.
We have a code to live by.
You gotta be a dick, right?
Yeah,
dude. There's no like nice guy Raider fan.
In Kevin Logan in jersey.
John Candy was not a Raiders fan.
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
That's why he died.
Are you saying you wanted another one?
Yeah, load that up.
Okay. Let me finish this one first.
Oh, okay. It looks all fucking burnt out and shit.
Yeah, let's take our time with this. I mean, you're ordering the extra value mail of weed. He's just trying to have the sandwich.
The extra value meal of weed.
You're trying to get 16 ounces of coke on that thing.
I gotta tell you guys, I wouldn't like football.
You smoking Love Boat up in here?
I wouldn't like football as much if it wasn't for beer and the fucking football foods.
Yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. No, I mean, I as an experiment tried to get into football about 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and it kind of took because you can drink at 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating garbage.
Yeah,
you're drinking beer. It's so much fun.
It's easy to like. It is
but
fun.
But I really never made it past halftime because I'd be like,
you don't like the Ravens.
No, to me, the Ravens are like a fake team. They like, they're from like 95 or 96.
Aren't they Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah. But to me, like anything after the 80s seems phony to me. I know that's crazy.
No, that sounds cool.
But like if teams are new, I'm like, fuck you, you're not real.
Hey, we were born in the 80s.
You guys are real.
We're real, bro.
I acknowledge that.
We're right here.
I think I'm real. Smoking real weed.
But no, the Ravens, I'm not into the Ravens. No.
Seems like such an emo team, the Ravens.
She said it's starting to
Yeah, that's Edgar Allan Poe, dude.
I gotta hang out
the corner. It is Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like
I gotta hang out in the dark corner and watch my team lose.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Baltimore always claims Edgar Allan Poe, even though he's like kind of from New York, too.
Yeah.
But he wrote a lot of stuff there.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a really cool, fun little fact.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, Baltimore knows it. He's one of their few guys.
He's one of their... Yeah, like, what else are they known for?
They got John Waters, who's from Baltimore. The Colts are from Baltimore. That's the real Baltimore team.
Mm.
But they've been in Indianapolis since the 80s.
They got Josh Adam Myers. Isn't he from Baltimore, Maryland?
Sure.
I think he is. You know Josh Adam Myers.
Sure. Yeah, we're going with Edgar Allan Poe. No disrespect, Josh, but come on.
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe takes this one. So what's going on, Matt Fultron?
What?
What's going on?
Nothing.
What keeps you busy?
I'm in your garage right now on a Friday night. Nothing's going on.
I know, dude. This is our Friday night. Isn't it great?
I'm fine.
I'll hit that again in a minute.
I love it.
Nothing, buddy. I'm in town for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Where you go next?
I'm playing in just outside of San Francisco at the Throckmorton Theater on the 12th of December.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I'm also playing the Ice House.
This week?
This coming week. And the Irvine Improv this coming week.
What day are those?
The 7th and the 8th of December.
Which one? We're supposed to show up and
respectively. It's at thefullcharge.com.
Okay, cool.
But it's going to be the Ice House on the 7th.
Gotcha.
And the Irvine Improv on the 8th.
What do you do while you're in town?
Eat burgers.
I just sit in my fucking apartment and stare at the fucking wall.
Yeah.
And no, I've been good about doing my daily exercises lately. Okay. Writing, booking shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's miserable, though.
Do you write anything else right now besides just your own stand-up?
Yeah, I'm writing a book and I'm writing a script. And it's all just fucking miserable as shit.
It's all for you. It's all.
I'm
like
writing
your
the script
stuff.
For somebody else. I'm writing a book for myself. I'm writing the stand up for myself.
Mm-hmm. What's the book?
Oh boy. It's just my like experiences in this great city of ours since I moved here 20 years ago.
Just in stand up or just in
stand up? Okay. L.A.
What's it called?
All
the
that
title?
Shit. For a while, it was Bitter Times Call for Bitter Snacks. That's a reference to a story. It won't make sense to you.
It's a good name.
But
I like it.
You know, it's about buying salt and vinegar chips when you're down and out.
How would
bitter
I not,
times
how
call
would
for
I not
bitter
know
snacks.
That? How would I not like that?
Oh, man. That's cool.
Yeah, that's just like all the like nonsense I've been into.
Mm-hmm.
That's like half Hollywood, half stand-up. There's a lot of rookie stuff you do when you first move here.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was on the dating game. And you just like run into, you have this weird beginner's luck when you first move here,
uh-huh.
Which is like you run into celebrities nonstop the first month you move here.
Dude, yes, absolutely.
And so everything seems very surreal.
Yep.
And I have a bunch of stories like that.
Hmm.
Me too. Ving Rhames.
He's the
Dave Koechner.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Ving Rhames, that's the guy from Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you see him?
It was the first month that I moved out here. I moved out here in December 07, and I think it was in January. The first job I got, I was doing background work, and it mm-hmm. was that Jeremy Piven car dealership movie.
Yeah, it's Neil Brennan's movie.
It's Neil Brennan's movie, yeah. He directed that.
Yeah, and I was like... that.
It's
my
called The Goods.
The Goods, yes, that's right. Yeah. And the first time I was working on that, I was like one of the... car customers, and they paired me up with Ving Rhames, and then I met Dave Koechner through there too. He was really fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Everybody there was cool. It was like what you were saying. It was so surreal because every day I'm seeing a different famous person, and it was awesome. And everybody was cool. And it's just like those weird things, like when you first move here, like that beginner's type of luck.
Yep.
Who did you meet when you first got here?
Well, I worked at the Sunset 5 movie theater, which is.
That one
it
right
used
on
to be a lot
Crescent?
More. Yeah, it's on Sunset and Crescent Heights.
Yeah.
And that used to be the place. There's also a Virgin Megastore there, mm-hmm. which is completely obsolete now. But everybody was there, dude. Like Rose McGowan and Marilyn Manson were there the first day I worked there. You know, Winona Ryder, Keanu Reeves. Like just everybody. Just fucking everybody was there. It was that cool at the time. And so it was just nuts.
What year was that?
97.
So no John Candy.
No, Chris Farley died like as soon as I started working there.
Oh man. Wow. So you working at the restaurant business for a while or?
No, not really. This is movie theater.
Movie theater, that's right. Yeah. That's right. They used to have a sushi den up there. I think it's gone now.
No, it's
wait,
not
your
gone,
first job
it?
Out here was at a movie theater?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Which theater was this?
Sunset 5.
The one that's right there on
but
Crescent
it's not
Heights.
Like it's not like an AMC or it was like it's
it was a Lemley.
A Lemley, okay.
What is it now?
I think it's something different now. I think it's still called the Sunset 5, but I think it's something different
what
now.
What were you doing there?
Just serving popcorn, selling tickets, cleaning stuff. The regular shit you would do if you were in high school.
How old
I was
were you
23.
Then? You were 23?
Yeah.
So that was 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
And here you are.
Yeah, I made it.
Where else have you worked?
I worked at a video duplication place, which is also completely obsolete now, called Lightning Dubs. That's over. I can't go back to any of my jobs when times are tough.
Yeah.
Everything's out of business.
If you actually had to go get like a job right now, you've had your resume would have like all these companies that don't exist.
Well,
anymore.
There's your problem.
Can I call them for a reference? Fucking go ahead.
Yeah, call them all you want. Make sure you use your landline because that's all they got.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean that's one of the reasons I always stuck with stand up after a while. All my businesses are just like falling off cliffs. They're just like done.
When did you make that transition of just like, you know what, man, I'm going to quit my day job and fucking...
I would never quit a day job, man. I made them fire me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would miss tons of work and then they would just fire
but
me.
When but when did you
takes,
decide?
It takes people forever.
Yeah.
How did you know? Well, I'm sure you didn't know you were ready. You're just like, fuck it, I'll give it a try
no,
for a while
never
just to
ready.
Do stand-up.
I just like hated working
well,
anywhere.
Who doesn't?
I had a really bad attitude and I was like, I dare you fuckers to fire me. I'm going to Miami for 2 weeks. And they still wouldn't fire me.
Hmm.
It takes a while to get. It takes a lot to get fired.
No, it does. You think it's easy, but like,
they don't want to replace you. They don't want to yeah. deal with
because
it.
Nowadays, I don't know about every state, but I know for sure here is like nowadays. It's like so many things are like illegal to fire people for.
Yep.
That you yeah. don't. They can turn around and sue you. You don't want to have like fuck. Now I got to pay his fucking unemployment. You know what I mean? They tax you on that shit,
sure.
right?
Right.
So I don't
you
know.
There's
man.
Lots of problems with them firing you.
No, but I mean, like, when did you decide that I'm going to just do stand up only and not rely on a fucking
I'm telling
day
you,
job?
I didn't decide that.
So you just got fired and then
was,
you never got hired again.
But it was right around the time I started making some good money.
Okay.
But I was also like, I don't care if I'm making good money. I got this job. I'll still come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they fired me.
Gotcha.
They had no idea that I had started making. Better money.
So you made some better money through stand-up writing. How did that money set
I was doing some colleges, and I just started opening for Daniel Tosh. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't rich by any means, but it was just, like, more money coming in
yeah.
than I was used to.
Yeah.
I
mean, enough you to keep chase you afloat. That.
Hmm?
Enough to keep you afloat so you don't have to fucking...
Yeah, but you know how it is. There's always days where it's like, well, fuck, I'll go into work. I got the day off. I got the time off.
Yeah.
They were actually kind of immature about it at that point because at that point I was kind of an expert. And they were just being babies about it.
Yeah.
But if I would come in part-time and, like, you know, organize and fucking help people out, I was actually a great asset at that point. But they were just, like, fucking
like
immature about it.
Like, just come in whenever you want.
Yeah. Exactly. Thing. Exactly. That's, it's like, nah, well, but you should kind of, like, pay me to be in a consultant or whatever, somebody that comes in as kind of an expert.
Yeah.
I should get a raise. But they were, you know, they were crying about it.
They're just getting livid.
No, that's actually a good idea, though.
Yeah.
That's actually fucking, that's like, you just lined up, like, the perfect opportunity or, mm-hmm. like, situation for somebody who's getting success but also not erasing their fucking
sure.
safety net. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's why, like, right now you got Uber. And that's why so many comics are Uber drivers.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're... Like,
there
you know,
are downtimes.
Yeah, you downtimes. Like, oh, I'm getting bookings. You know, I'm doing all these shows, and all of a sudden it just stops.
Couple
you're
weeks
like,
off.
Fuck, well, that yeah. job I used to have is gone.
Yep.
That's why Uber and shit like that is just awesome. Like, you just
yeah,
you can do it. Like,
no,
here
I wish
there.
They had that when I was yeah. like 10 years ago. I really wish they had that.
Think you would have done it?
Fuck yeah.
I told my dad the other cool. day that he should do it. I'm like, dude, just that'll be like. He's like, oh, I'm sick of my job. I want to find another job. I'm like, bro, then you're gonna get sick of that job after a year. Everybody hates fucking working.
Yeah.
I told him, just go fucking Uber. It'd be like semi-retirement.
Well, so many jobs make you come in for 40 hours a week when you don't really need to be there for 40 hours a week.
Yeah, but don't tell them that because they're paying you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't tell nobody.
I'm not telling anybody.
They think
I don't
it costs that much for that job to get done.
Sure.
Fucking Kevin and I used to, long time ago, like only like, maybe like after we first met, we used to clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking... commercial houses,
yeah,
everything.
We worked for this company together. We would clean. Do you remember there's a couple places that would only take us like really maybe 30 minutes to clean, but they hired us for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they were like
yeah.
never there, so we would just like fucking do as much as we could until that last thing. Then we just fucking chill,
yeah.
talk, you know, hang out on
no,
the couch.
No, but we would still make it look like we're doing
right.
Stuff.
So in case somebody walked in, we were just finishing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just get everything done, and then
that's how. That's
so that last little brush,
that little hustle.
As soon as they find out, it don't take 2 hours to clean your house. You know what I mean?
Then you get paid for 1 hour. Service.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that lady that had that like lifesaver?
Oh yeah, and her brother had like a shit ton of weed under the bed, and we just okay.
Little pinch.
A little pinch.
Dude, it's okay.
A little bit more for Santa Claus.
We used to clean the Black Eyed Peas studio.
Yep.
We used to clean that Patagonia and Ice House by the Ice House.
Did you find Fergie's meth?
No, I used to smoke weed with them there all the time.
Oh, okay.
She had some tampons always in their fucking bathroom.
Already. No, but that place was a fucking crazy. That place was crazy. I would show up on like Sunday mornings at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be people passed out in the middle of the floor partying from last night. And it's just like, just cleaning them around.
Remember we cleaned that Shane West
like
house?
Then the engineers would come out and was like, oh, yo, what's up, Kev? You want to smoke some weed? All right.
Fuck. Yeah, we did Shane West's house.
Yep.
I did Clint Eastwood's house once, but you weren't with me. I did with one of the other guys.
I did Michael Bublé's.
Oh, I did Michael Bublé's once.
And I smoked weed with him. It was hilarious.
Oh, no.
You don't know who Michael Bublé is?
No, who's that?
You know who Michael Bublé is.
He's the Canadian singer.
Oh, I thought he was pulling my chain.
He's like, the old lounge singers, but he's like a new young guy version of
that.
He
does all those Christmas songs.
Definitely don't know who he is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I see what's going on.
But yeah.
He sounds successful.
Oh, man. He's got like two Christmas albums. All right, Fultron. You seem like you got somewhere to go.
So do the chipmunks. I got nowhere to go.
You have nowhere to go. You're not gonna. No. Are you gonna go meet up with your buddies or not?
I might. I doubt it.
I just
want to go to bed.
Do you really?
You guys?
Kind of. I just want to like do nothing. It's not even go to bed. I just want to have no other responsibilities other than just me being selfish and not needing to do anything.
We got to go to Burger King again.
Cactus, bro.
It's a two whopper night.
Are you gonna stop at Cactus on the way? It's right fucking there.
Why wouldn't I?
Hell fucking yeah, dude. Cactus.
Don't say nothing about the 15 tacos.
I ain't gonna say shit. I'm just gonna order 15 burritos and go about my business.
But you are the only person who's ever complained about that. Anybody else who accidentally spent $130 on 15 burritos would just be like, yeah, well, you know what? I'm just buying.
Well, I had a fucking party at the house. I had a feed, bro. I mean,
fuck yeah, man.
I don't know.
Were you the hero at least?
I think so.
Wasn't everybody happy you showed up with all that?
I think so. Everybody ate it. Well, I mean, the food. Because
you came through
with
the 15 tacos too, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I did not disappoint.
That place is awesome, though.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
I love it too.
You all right, bro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you asking? He's the only one who's just been sitting here just talking to us. Me and you.
No, no. I feel bad. Like maybe I should give him some food or something. Like you can want more beer.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
This is all fine and dandy.
You doing okay?
Yeah. Right,
he's having a blast, bro.
I can't eat and podcast at the same time.
We've done it.
I know.
Oh my God.
Boring. That's when I stopped listening to you guys. Here.
A couple of weeks ago, I had on Darren Carter, and I got Cactus. He's got a couple tacos for us to share, which like we ate before we hit record.
Darren can eat.
Fucking Darren was like, this also is really spicy, while we were recording, and he kept going, like right in the fucking microphone. Oh man, why'd you eat that spicy salsa?
Yeah.
Fucking Darren Carter is
he's the party starter.
He's the party starter.
Shout out to Darren Carter. He's the podcast ender.
Sometimes he listens to this, so shout out to Darren Carter.
Shouts out. Mad love to the rooster.
That's right.
Let me go ahead and do some shout outs here.
Yes.
Besides to Darren Carter. My new squeeze on Twitter, my girl Carmen 1157.
Carmen!
What's up, Carmen?
She's cute too, you guys.
Fuck the other 156.
Yeah.
It's all about you, babe.
To my buddies on Periscope, Crypto Cunt. Or maybe that's his crypto count. I kind of like Crypto Cunt.
Sounds
better.
Like a nice guy.
Pretty sure I said that. Dead on.
Classic.
Crypto
Cunt.
Classy guy.
Crypto Cunt.
Fuck homeschool. That's the new name of the podcast.
Crypto Cunt. The Crypto Cunt.
Here's to you, buddy.
Shout out to Dorgbot.
Huh.
That sounds like an awesome character in a sci-fi movie.
Sounds like a lot of alpha males. A listener.
T-Coin 15. Or TKOIN
guys,
15,
like,
however you would
sounds
say
like
that.
Like a failed rapper. Yeah,
246 bubbles.
That's my favorite.
This has got to be like, this was a pretty solid week for shoutouts, man. Those are all pretty solid names.
Best names ever.
Anytime there's a number in the name, just get a new name. Yeah. I mean, no disrespect to Skank 157, but
unless it's one.
No. Yeah, man. Believe it or not, there's no other Augustino Zoida on Twitter.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I got a cousin. I got a couple cousins that are named Augustino Zoida, and one of them in particular always fucking gets mad at me. He's like, bro, fucking just Google my name and I'm fucking on the fourth page of Google.
Dude, that was one of my jokes. I'm like, don't Google yourself. It just gives you a list of people who also have your name but have done way cooler shit in life. It's like my parents' wish list.
It's a lot of Kevin Lyons.
Yeah.
So I was like a lawyer.
No, there's only
one. Was a lawyer. One was a dude who owned his own t-shirt company. I'm like, this sounds like all the more successful shit than what I
do. Would you do like a Freaky Friday with that lawyer guy?
Apps on. Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, you should switch with the guy your name.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to get used to a new name.
So Matt Fultron is at the Irvine Improv.
Yeah, man.
Ice House.
No,
this
more
week.
Importantly, I'm at the Throckmorton Theater.
There you go.
Up in San Francisco on the 12th of December. And I'm at this place called The Jam in Arcata, which is close to Eureka, California, on the 19th of December. Arcata. That's the important shit. And I'm in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, January 3rd through January
6th. Wow, you're fucking getting around, man.
Damn, man, you're busy, dude. That's awesome.
It's all happening.
No, dude,
it's all happening.
I barely have time to eat cactus.
No, dude, seriously, that's fucking awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm happy. I'm fucking happy for you, bro.
It's going around. Like, dude, that's the dream right there.
You're a funny motherfucker.
You're going around different places all over, and you're just making people laugh. That's
true.
Like, fuck yeah,
this
dude.
Is true.
You good just described stand-up comedy.
I forgot about that.
Well, yeah, I know. I know, but he's doing it. You're doing it. You're like, it's fucking great.
No, he's got a point. We always assume that everyone's doing it, so we don't feel like great about it.
Because everyone I know that does do it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know. Everyone
like, apparently do it fucking better than I do. You know.
Well.
What was it like opening for Tosh?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I opened for him twice recently.
Yeah, where at?
Las Vegas.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty amazing. You know, it's like the audience is hyped up. The audience is big.
Was he a buddy of yours? And so you decided to fucking have you go with him?
I started working with him before I really knew him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you guys just kind of clicked? Good buddies?
Sure.
Sure? Like, I don't know. You guys don't fucking go cheer for...
I worked for him for a very long time.
Dallas together? No? Okay.
Yeah, we went to Dallas together.
No, I mean, do you cheer for Cowboys together?
No.
You don't go to watch the
Neither of us cheer
somebody?
For them for the Cowboys.
Where's he from?
Florida.
He's from Florida?
Yeah.
Cheers for the Dolphins?
For the most part.
Huh.
I don't want to give up too much personal information.
No.
But I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, no. I don't think I ever heard that you opened for him, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I've opened for him a lot.
Pretty fucking big-ass theaters, I bet you.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
He sells it out, right?
It's so great.
It's got to be a lot of fun. I started, like, passing out cards after my set, like, everywhere I do. Do you do that at all?
I just go hide in a green room. You know, try to stay away from people.
Do you really? Are you fucking with me?
I'm
being sarcastic?
I'm serious. You're doing the right thing. I'm doing the wrong thing.
Well, I'm trying to just... I put my podcast name on there. I'm trying to get listeners anywhere I can and fucking followers
this
on Twitter.
This is a very smart thing to do, what you're doing. Get some business cards and just, like, hand them out.
Yeah, I've done shows with you. You're handing out something. I thought maybe it was just CDs.
I was selling CDs at one point.
Yeah? You don't do that anymore?
I'm not saying I'll never do it again, but it's my least favorite thing to do
the
world.
I fucking hate
selling
shit afterward, I know. I'd rather just stand out there and just, you know, pass out my
I'd rather not stand out there. I really don't like
it. You really don't like that?
I really don't like seeing people afterwards.
Why not?
It's just uncomfortable.
Really?
For some reason.
Are there any... like situations where
there's usually people, there's nine times out of ten, a lot of times when people talk to you, they're like, they'll come to you with like compliments, and then it just slowly transitions into insults and like, you should have done this.
Sure,
I like
there
this
are
better.
Certain situations like that.
So, like, they lull you in with compliments and then they totally flip it on you. It's and then best case scenario, they just try to like make you laugh.
Yeah, that happens too.
Afterwards, it's like, I like your sense of humor. Let me now entertain you.
Yeah, people don't realize that they're... Sometimes they really think that they are complimenting you and they don't realize that they're putting you down.
Even if you meet, like, a hot girl, that means now you got to spend, like, 5 hours, like, working on that. Like, for me, and I have a different perspective than a lot of people, it's just I'm not interested in hanging out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable for like everyone in the room to know who I am. So before the show, I have no problem standing there.
Gotcha.
After the show,
yeah.
You after
feel
the show, I just feel a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I've had so many people say so much
so
awful shit to me.
Then what's your favorite thing to do after a show?
Not just like fucking
chill. Go back to your
room. Go to the green room.
Or go back to your hotel. Just fucking get some snacks. Watch
that's
awesome. TV. I love that part
of it. It's not awesome. It's just like how I am.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a lot of people like that.
I can understand it. It can't be uncomfortable when people do say horrible fucking things and don't even realize yeah. that they're saying horrible
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then some people – I just wanted like – I honestly really enjoy thanking people that came out to the show. You know, I know they work hard for their money. Tickets ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Drinks ain't cheap. And you know, and they could have gone to the movies. They could have taken their wives out to dinner. But they wanted to see some live entertainment. And, like, I want to keep, like, fucking live stand-up comedy alive. And I just want to thank people for coming out. And if they want to go, hey, you were great. Thank you so much. Blah, blah. If somebody wants to, you know, give you, like, a fucking compliment. It sounds like an insult. Whatever. Get a little slide off your back. The people right. go, like, you were actually funny. Right, yeah. right. Fuck you.
I didn't think yeah. you were going to be funny. That's I was really mean. Nervous yeah. when you got out you know there. What I'm
saying? Yeah. One thing I get a lot is, like, people saying, like, I don't expect the opener to be funny. I get that a lot. Which, actually, honestly, that's a nice compliment, I guess.
Sure.
In some ways.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, when I was in Irvine the day before Thanksgiving, there was, like, a lot of great, awesome people. Just super yeah. cool. Some people want to take pictures. Whatever the fuck. I love meeting people. But, like, there's just one guy, and, like, you get this from time to time. It's just – he was just, like – he knew a famous comic one point in his life.
Yeah.
And everyone in the room had to know it.
Yeah.
And the least amount of people that knew it in the room – took a year off of his life. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, yeah. he had to fucking tell me. Like, he came up to me. Like he stood there until, like, the whole crowd was gone, waited until people would talk to me. And finally, it was just like, you know, I'm glad I saw you tonight and not my friend. And I said,
you're supposed to old ask. Guy.
You're supposed to like, ask. I went like, oh, yeah? Cool, thank you. Like, he's waiting for me to say, who's your friend? And he goes, I have a friend, or he goes, I should say, my ex-friend
yeah.
used to be a stand-up comic. And he goes, and I'm glad I didn't see him tonight. And I'm like, why would you see him tonight?
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's not his here. Name was on the fucking marquee.
Right.
And I'm like, ah, well, good for you, buddy. Have a good night. Right. You know what I mean? Thanks for coming to the show. Then he kept going. He's like, I don't want to tell you his name. And then, I go, okay, cool. I understand.
We're on the same page.
I understand, man. And then finally he goes, he's on this wall right here. His picture's on this wall. I'm not going to tell you which one. And I'm like, oh, really? And he goes, fourth one from the left. Like, this is the reasons that you're just like, oh, some people are so fucking lame. Yeah, I want to stay out here.
You should have just continuously guessed the wrong guy every single time. That would have been great. And just never give it to him.
So the guy right there, I was like, D'Elia? And he's like, the other left. And I'm like, fucking Gabriel? So it was it was Gabriel Iglesias. And he goes, he used to be my friend, but we had a falling out. Uh-huh. I just want to talk my ear off. And he's like, is Joey coming out? Because I was open for Joey. He goes, is Joey coming out? And he goes, I wonder if he remembers me from Gabriel's Christmas parties. And I was just like, he's not coming out. I would just take off if I was you. Right. Don't wait. I'll wait around. But bro, it's just like stupid shit, annoying shit like that.
Yeah.
I imagine that in the future, that's how Zac Efron's going to be talking about you. he took my abs.
Yeah.
And he never said thank you.
We had a falling out.
That's the
when we traded bodies.
I used to be friends with that guy.
Yeah. That's fucking uncomfortable.
What is?
That guy.
That guy's... Yeah, bro. Like, he obviously just wanted everybody to know he was... Like, you fucking hate Gabriel Iglesias so much. Then why do you gotta let everybody know that you were friends with him? You know what I'm saying? He's got no other fucking stories to tell.
And nobody hates that
guy. Like, when I was doing... something I found...
Yeah, nobody hates that guy. Sorry, Kevin. But fucking nobody hates that guy. I don't even know him on a personal level. I met him on a handful of times. And every fucking time, he's been the sweetest person in the world. Sad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Kim, what were you saying?
No, I was saying, like, talking about feeling uncomfortable after a show. Like, I hate it when I would do a show, and then afterwards, like, people who you knew, like, came to see you, and they would just outwardly say, like, you were way better than that guy. Like
yeah, I don't say that fucking shit.
Like, what the...
That's another thing people
do. That's something I would hate. Like, they would be like, oh, you're way better than him. It's just like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, it's not a... That's something that would
drive... And they do it in front of the other person sometimes.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you don't know who you're talking next to. Like, that person right there could be that guy's manager.
Even if they're not there, why would you need to say that?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say back to that? Just say, I thought you were funny. I thought you were really, really funny. Yeah. You were one of my favorites.
You were way better than, you know, like that fucking stupid shit.
There's definitely, I don't know if it's like our country or whatever, but there's definitely something ingrained in people's heads where they have to go up and like point it out. like, you are the best. Yes. You are pretty good. You keep working at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they have to, like, divide it. And it's not just, like, one person a show. It's, like, a lot of people a show. There's this weird thing where they have to say who is the best. And, like, 9 times out of 10, you're just friends with the other comics.
Yep.
And now they're, like, pinning you against each other.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
I mean, that happens to me a lot from women. Women always tell me that, like, well, I really enjoyed you more than, like, the headliner. It's like, yeah, because, like, your fucking boyfriend came here to see, you know, Joey Diaz. You know what I mean? And he's talking about fucking doing coke out of somebody's asshole. Like, obviously... Your mother and your wife aren't really the person to bring to this.
Now all of a sudden you're the feminist part.
I'm the feminist one. We loved your stories about your wife.
That's so cute.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, dude, it's fucking people say that you were funnier than that person. Like, why the fuck would you say that to anybody?
So those are the things. Like, I know it's good. I know it's smart to go out there. That's how you build an audience.
That's what I'm trying to
do. But there's so many nights where I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
You won't go hang out with like the staff at a bar when you're on the row?
Yeah, do that all day long.
You'll do that all day.
That's different.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the staff usually. Mm-hmm. I respect like what they do, and I'm like up there watching them a lot. Like,
yeah.
Wow, I can't believe they really pull this shit off. There's so much to do during a live show as a staff.
I know. I've been on both sides.
Serving food, yeah. It's quite the operation. And it's on a timed release. It's like, all right, headliner's doing his fucking dick jokes. Yeah, he's like 20 minutes in. Time to go give everybody the check. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is, man. I've been on the other side before, too. And, I mean, yeah, you're just fucking running the show. You gotta, you know, light people on time, start on time. Oh, if a comic has a music cue, go fuck yourself. That go fuck yourself.
Why? Because you got to see it every night?
Hit my music. No, because I got to go hit. Like, first of all, dude, I fucking ran the Ha Ha Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Right.
And at the time, I was the only fucking person on the payroll, bro. Everybody else is just like open micers that were hoping to get free open mics, so they were helping out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was the only guy on the payroll. I was fucking, you know, booking the show, keeping the time. Starting it on time, doing the sound, doing the music, like fucking everything.
Yeah.
And fucking someone come up to me and be like, bro, put in this CD. Like, man, fuck you, man. Get the fuck out of here. I got to go make sure the wings are fucking coming out.
Here's what you want to do. Write a joke that doesn't have dancing in it.
Yeah. I hate that shit, bro. What are you going to do if you're coming home from the supermarket?
Why don't you work on that a little bit?
Right? Like, you're coming home from fucking Cactus and I call you on the cell phone and I go, yo, Matt Fultron, are you around the corner? Come fucking... Deal was set. My other guy didn't show up. You're like, oh, okay. Ah, bro, I forgot my CD.
Yeah, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Good point.
I don't have my fucking guitar. Well, take your guitar and stick it up your ass and don't call yourself a fucking stand-up comic.
Right. Hey, the booker from The Tonight Show is here. Fuck. I should have brought my guitar and my CD.
Should have brought my guitar, bro.
My props.
Fucking.
Oh, well.
Oh, well,
bro. Did you bring your ball? Because you just dropped it.
And on that note, I think that's a good way to end this podcast. So, guys, it's what's the website again?
TheFullCharge.com. I'm at TheFullCharge on Twitter.
The Full Charge. And your podcast is called The Full Charge,
the Full Power, Charge Power Hour. Right? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Matt Fultron. Thanks so much for doing
my pleasure.
This.
Your my
second
pleasure.
Time being on the podcast.
Good to meet you.
You're officially a parishioners, even though we're changing.
Oh, yes.
Second time on the podcast.
Just when I become official, you guys change the name.
That's right.
I'm officially homeschooled now.
He's homeschooled now.
We'll have to get you back.
He's homeschooled right there, dude. That's fucking cool.
Get you back on later in the year. And thank you guys so much for thank you, Kevin.
Hey,
for coming.
Thank you. You looked at me like you forgot I was here the whole time.
No,
like, holy shit, you're still here. Thank you, Kevin, for coming. No,
I know
problem,
it's
man.
Friday night. You were having some drinks and getting high with
your
buddies, and
I appreciate
you being here.
You're my best friend. Why the fuck not, right?
So, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you.
I appreciate you being
here. Friday night.
Thanks for smoking me out.
We're just taping our Friday night.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for smoking me out. And
are you kicking me out?
No. Okay, actually, I'm going to do one more little bowl walk.
I smoked him out, and then he kicked me out. Here we go. Here's a little hit. Hey. A little one for the road.
There you go. That's some Blue Dream right there. California Blue Dream Sativa. You're going to be up for 7 hours.
No way.
It doesn't really keep you up, right? It just doesn't knock you out.
What it does, Sativa...
it's
like,
not the Red Bull of weed.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know that weed that just makes you go...
Yeah.
And it's the opposite of that.
Right.
You're not wired, but it's just like, I feel like I could smoke
You're
weed.
You're fine.
And like, hey, I need to go run to the bank. I can go to the bank. I need to go fucking do this shit. I can go fix this shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what it is for me. Like, that's why
I get a lot of confidence.
No. It just have more fun.
Right.
I don't need it, but it's just like, fuck it, I'm just having fun. Like, it's not like stopping me from doing something. I can still interact and do all the shit I need to do rather than the weed that just makes you just go, fucking, I'm tapping out. I just need to be dumb for a little bit. No, it's just like, it kind of just fucking, I don't know, I just focus and I can do shit.
No, I'm just laughing because, like, I've never thought that I could ever fix something. And so that weed sounds like it gives you a lot of confidence.
Shit, that's not even broken, man. Yeah.
Wow.
My TV works better all of a sudden because I got stoned last night. I did something to it.
The antennas.
Just
just rearranged.
Exactly. Remember when TVs had antennas?
Yes, I
do. I'm sorry, you've been trying to end this.
No. I remember this afternoon.
Man.
You look really high.
No, I'm all right.
And no, you're not.
I'm very, 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 very okay.
Okay.
No, my grandmother had a fucking 4-bedroom house. Every single room had a TV in it. And every single one had those fucking ears, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Those antenna ears.
Yeah.
A couple of the TVs that my grandma had in her house.
Well, even some of them have like tinfoil wrapped on top of it to make it even better.
No, so my grandmother had two TVs in her house that were so old that it was like the little door that you would pull down.
Yeah.
And it had buttons on that.
Yeah, the little things in there. Yeah,
okay. Like
the
wooden. Wooden.
I do. And then she had another one that didn't even work that was in her dining room.
How fucking crazy. The TVs were so old, parts were made out of fucking wood. Like the
Like she had a wood.
And a wooden TV.
Well, I don't think it was real wood. I think that was just like the style.
I know, but it's still like
that Don Draper plastic wood.
In her dining room. She had this TV.
Wood paneling.
That didn't work in her dining room. That was like, I couldn't even tell you the year. I have to say, like, maybe fucking 1930s or something like that. Like she only kept it because it was so long. It was like a dresser. It was in her dining room, and she had like all her antiques on. It was like furniture.
Yeah,
you know. And but it was like the one of those ones you see on Isle of Lucy. You know, in the background, the fucking little TV thing over there. It was like that, but like really long. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this.
My dad would play this ghetto game where, like, and my dad made plenty of money, but he was ghetto as shit. He never had, he was like a junk collector.
Okay.
And so if the TV was acting up, and we lived in the sticks, so the TV was always acting up, go out to the shed and get like two more TVs. like one, all right, the sound's working all right on this one.
Oh, geez.
And the picture's working all right on this one. So now you got two small TVs on top of your TV.
Yeah.
And trying to make like picture, trying to make it work. Oh, meanwhile, it didn't work better. It's just like you having to catch it at a second.
But he loves that shit, though.
Sure,
like, I love that shit.
Yeah, but it was me and my mom sorting it out.
Yeah,
my dad was off at work, like doing real shit.
Yeah,
and we're like, okay, this is his solution. Let's try it ourselves. It was just a way to like make yourself feel better.
But dad,
it didn't really. It didn't really do anything.
Dads are the best problem solvers, though.
Sure.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
They know the correct way to do things, but this is just the easiest for right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
right.
That's like what it is.
They put band-aids on shit.
The band-aid fix. Yeah. Like that's what I love.
Did your dad
about
have
it.
A lot of yard sales, or did you just went to a lot of yard sales?
No, it was like there was no yard sales. It was more, I don't know where,
garage sales.
It was more like penny saver type shit. Was like buying motorcycles, meets. Buying cars. Wow. It was more about machinery than it was about like real junk.
Your mom and dad still around?
Oh yeah, they're still together.
In Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
You go see them for Thanksgiving?
I didn't, no.
No? Are you going to go for Christmas?
No, this year I'm just like not going. I've traveled so much this year, I'm not going.
They don't give a fuck?
They give a fuck, but I'm not going.
Yeah.
Because they live 2 hours from any airport. So,
that's, even if you land, you gotta fucking.
Then there's more traveling to do.
Yeah, just
and around Christmas time and Thanksgiving time,
fuck,
it's exhausting.
Yeah, could you take an Uber for 2 hours? It's too expensive.
But you like,
take
a cab you could.
Take
but
a train.
I mean,
what do you do?
What do you do? Just
no
more
trains,
like on like
no
the the lower points of the year where there's not a lot of travel. Or?
I see him a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
I see him
all
the time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if you see him all the time, yeah, it's no big deal.
You know,
yeah.
I say all the time. They probably don't say all.
You got brothers and sisters?
I got a brother up in San Francisco.
Does he go back and see him a lot?
No. They live 2 hours from any airport. Like, it's a tough visit.
Yeah.
But they still do it. My brother and his girlfriend.
He's got
they got kids because his girlfriend's from there, too.
You going to see your brother when you're up there?
Yeah.
Aren't you performing there next week?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. You guys go to some bar and
no, he's so got kids. There's no
root against here, Oakland Raiders.
Here's something I want to ask you then real quick. Like, you're talking about after doing a show, you don't like to go out and talk to people. But then you have people who you know, like your brother and shit, coming to see you do a show, and then you have to hang out with them.
And that's better because...
Is it really, like, yeah, explain.
Well, because you can, like, really sit down and talk to them. You're not just sitting there like a fucking ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, to me, it really feels like, hey, did you guys like me? Would you like to come tell me?
Yeah.
Like, it just makes me feel very needy, and I don't like it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying that's the way you should feel. I'm saying that it's the way I do feel. And so if I'm, like, holed up talking to somebody, that's the best of both worlds, because I can still, like, see, like, maybe some pretty girls coming out or whatever.
Yeah.
And still maybe meet some cool people, but I'm not just standing there. Awkwardly. I can talk to somebody.
Right. Yeah, no, no. I never stand like, there awkwardly,
So if me and him are doing a show together, and, like, he's going out, there's, like, a 75% more chance that I'm going out, too.
Yeah.
Because I could just sit there and talk to him.
Yeah. And then people come up, hey, you're loving the show. Hey, thanks so much. Yeah. And then we just continue.
And if I get a bad vibe, I'll just, like, run away.
Part of the thing that makes you... That uncomfortable feeling that you're talking about, just like after you got off stage, you don't want to, you know, people come up to you staring at you, shit like that. Part of that is just like, it feels really unhuman.
Yeah.
You know?
There's also like...
Or inhuman.
There's also like, I work a lot of times with people who are more popular than me. And so people will actually come up to me and go, and this might happen to you too. They'll come up to me and go, nobody wants to talk to you, huh?
I've gotten that from dudes. Oh, you know who always says that? Older dudes. Or like guys in their 50s like tall guys with handlebar mustaches.
It's so
from
strange.
Like Texas. Nobody wants to come say hi to you, huh?
Yeah, I guess you're right, dude.
Hey, you fucking did.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I would notice too, though. Like after, like when if I would have like my brother or anybody in my family come see me afterwards, it was not like you should have done this, you should have done that. It was always just like that was fun. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That was, and they wouldn't go into because, you know, you're their family. And all of a sudden, like, all right, so you're coming home for Thanksgiving. Like, you know what I mean? Immediately goes into that.
No, that's much different.
But it's so much cooler because, like, they were just always just so much more appreciative. Like, hey, I saw you. I don't need to tell you what to do. It was like that was – it's definitely different when you have your family come to see you than
if you have a friend or, like you said, like a friend or a family member or something with you, it kind of puts the feeling of being human back into it. So people come up to you and be like, cool, thanks a lot. You know, and you're still like very much like just – what bothers me is like if you have like a friend or family member who's never seen you do stand-up before, because it's almost like not even doing the part because they're there – also going like, you are so funny. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Just hear me at the bar. Yeah. I'll just have a conversation while I wait for the second show to start. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, just I don't like...
feel like a human being.
On top of all this that we just said, I don't like when anyone comes to see me.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure.
You know. Yeah. It fucking is, man.
You're like a stripper. There. You don't want to know the people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, comedy's like sex. It should be between strangers.
Dude, one time...
That was the perfect way to end this. I'm sorry, but that was like
I didn't
perfect.
Even hear it. What was it?
I said... what did I say? I said comedy's like sex. It should be with strangers.
Yeah. That was fucking great, dude. That was fucking perfect, man.
Hilarious. No, I forgot the fuck I was going to say. It was kind of good, too.
That's all right.
It was one time something.
You gotta have a good closer on whatever you're gonna say.
It wasn't a bad story.
Now it's up to you, Augustine.
What the fuck were we talking about right before that?
I forget.
Oh, okay, I got a good one. Yeah. Here we go. So, right. So I don't get nervous. Like, you don't even know nervous until someone you know is gonna fucking be in the crowd. Mm-hmm. So even like I never get nervous anymore unless someone I know is in the crowd. But like one time, bro, I invited someone from my day job to the show.
Yeah.
And it was like a club or like. This is the place you want to invite people to.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. They have good food. It's like a fucking, like an improv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine like fucking Brea or something like that, but nicer.
Yeah.
So, like, one of those type places, fucking dead.
Mm-hmm.
Zero audience.
Yeah.
It was a one-nighter. I thought it was going to be fucking packed. The place always is fucking packed. Every time I've ever done it, it's been cool shit. I'm like, bosses from my day job one time. This was years ago. Like, fucking come out.
Yeah,
dude, there was only three of us on the show, and I was the second one, and there was only my bosses in the crowd.
Ugh. That's horrible, man. It's but so horrible.
My bosses and their friends that they brought.
It's so awful.
So, like, four people, and then there was maybe, like, eight people, strangers that were just there for the show behind them.
Yeah, see, I don't invite...
Which they sat them all the way in the back, and then my bosses in the front. They were the only ones brave. And then I went up there just try to do your act. And not why the fuck try to do an act? Just fucking just go up there and be like, this is fucking weird right now.
It's gross.
That was fucking
stand up is a gross experience.
I even said it right there. I was just like, this is fucking crazy. I told my boss right from the stage, I was like, if I bomb, I need to keep my day job. And I was like, and if I kill it, like you should give me a raise either way. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was just having fun with it.
One of the first times I ever did stand up, it was before I moved out to California, and there was a bar in my town, and they were having an open mic that night. And I was going up, but there was a huge snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And so the only people there were the other comics, and they were in the back, all the way in the deep back of the bar talking. And it was just my sister showed up. And so here I am in this big open bar, and it's just my little sister in the middle of the room. And I'm sitting there, and she is laughing her fucking ass off at me because she actually thought I was really funny. Mm-hmm. And it was like by far the most favorite show I've ever done.
Oh, cool.
It was fucking hilarious.
You gotta do some better shows, bro.
I have. No, I have. I considered that, but it was more fun because it was just my sister.
Yeah.
And like I would make her laugh all the time inside the house, and here we are in this, and she came out all the way on just the snow. Like,
did
it was
she,
fucking awesome.
Did
man.
She leave as soon as you were off? No, or she sit there?
No, we hung out and she bought me a beer and like.
But I mean, did she sit there through all the other comics bullshit?
Yes, because I was the last one, and it was the same exact setup for everybody else.
Yeah,
my sister just literally got up from her table and just stood in the middle of the room when it was my turn, and then that's she just funny. Went back off and sat off to the table and listened to everybody else. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Good for you, Kev.
That was so fucking, that what was that, like 11 fucking 11, 12 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, those were the times.
That was really fucking depressing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, I got a little depressed from that story.
You're welcome. I just like to let everybody feel a little bit down.
That shit fucking.
Comedy's about its ups and downs.
Every week that you had. Oh, I remember that great show. It was also a show you did that was fucking horrific.
Where?
No, I'm saying like I'm not being specific.
You were saying I remember a show that you did.
No, I'm saying like if you're like, oh, that night I played that huge venue. You forget about that Tuesday leading up to it where you played at a bar in front of his sister.
No, but here's the thing. That was she was fucking laughing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fake. Like I know my sister's like she was literally laughing the whole time.
No, that sounds good.
But what you're talking about, I can't recall like having a show where I just felt like it was just really, really, really bad. Other than just me feeling about how I did. Like it was just like one of those things that I just didn't feel like I'd never been heckled.
All right. One more thing, and then we'll wrap on this since we got to this topic, and we need to have a fucking closing to this podcast.
I'm really.
I already did my closer.
No. I want to know from Matt what's the worst set in your entire memory.
They all like bleed into one.
No, there's got to be one that was fucking bad.
There's one that stands out, but I don't think it's the worst. I opened for Brandon Flowers, the lead singer of the Killers. Yeah. And that audience was not interested in me at all.
They never are when you're opening for a band.
And so it's just standing room only, people like shouting at me. And that was pretty rough.
Pretty brutal, huh?
I don't think that was the worst, but it definitely stands out. Like if you're going to make a movie, that's the one with the most visuals. You know, just people just like Mormons, shouting bro. At me. Yeah,
those Killers fans are Mormons.
I don't know what they were, but they were angry.
The lead, Brandon Flowers, is Mormon.
I know.
He sings for like his church every fucking
No,
week.
I know.
Like, they're a Mormon band.
Yeah.
That's fucking, they're just, what are they, were they booing you? Were they just pissed? Were they just...
At one point, there was like people shouting at me, but the overall feeling was just, we don't like you, when is this going to be done?
Who ever thought it was a good idea to have
Brandon Flowers
stand-up comedy before his...
Brandon saw me do a show at a stand-up show venue.
Yeah.
And he's like, this guy's awesome. And I knew it was gonna suck, but I wanted to meet him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I so, fucking so love I did the it. Killers. Like honestly they're like one of my favorite bands.
So there you go. I knew it was gonna be terrible.
But you're like, hey, I get to say I open for the Killers.
I wanted to meet him.
Did you open for him when he was solo or did you
not? Yeah, so not I wasn't like open
it
for
wasn't
the Killers.
You opened for Brandon Flowers.
I think you might have a fighting chance if like the Killers did a theater. and everyone's sitting down and facing you. But at the troubadour, where they're just like, they don't even know what is, because you don't know, you take for granted that someone's going to introduce you as a comedian. This is just the guy in the sound booth going, all right, go up there. You know, so you have to go explain, like, what you're doing.
Hey, you guys excited for Brandon Flowers? Yeah. Well, okay, hang on, like, 15 minutes.
That one stands out as, like, those moments where you can, like, where you have, like, a flashback.
Just think to yourself.
Just think
to yourself what I get myself into at the time while you're up there.
No, I surprisingly got more and more confidence as I was up there. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even getting off the stage.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing where, like, it became a fight.
Wow. That was the last time you ever saw Brandon Flowers?
It was. I could have played it a lot better. Like, I was so embarrassed that I just, like,
left.
How long
ago was that?
It's about 7 years ago.
How would you have done it differently now?
I would have stuck around and hung out and been like, hey, Brandon, great show and everything. I would have just, like, no one really cared. In my mind, everyone hated me. But, like, no one really fucking cared. Mm. And I could have hung out and, like, talk to him and stuff afterwards.
Yeah,
but it's not like a huge regret either.
No, but how
it's
would you like, have done your set differently? Would you have?
No, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, what am I gonna do? Oh, I'm gonna do it the nice way now, so you guys like me. They're not gonna like
me. Fuck yeah. That.
Yeah.
No,
so yeah. I'm gonna do it the shitty way and fuck you guys.
I like that better. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
I really appreciate Matt Fultron coming on here. My pleasure. You're fucking awesome. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, Crypto Cunt.
Crypto Cunt!
I love that shit.
Crypto Cunts and the
guys,
motherfucking
don't forget
hell.
To get your health insurance in order. Go to benefitpackages.com, 1-800-356-3615. Even if you don't need insurance, just fucking call them anyway so they know my listeners got my back.
Yeah. Crypto Cunt definitely doesn't need that insurance.
Crypto Most Cunt needs to need call insurance. Anyway. Very true. Also,
not Crypto
guys,
Cunt, though. She got her shit figured out.
Yeah, don't forget right. Parishioners Podcast. Shit. Get ready for it. Parishioners Podcast turning into Homeschooled very soon. You'll know when it is because Kevin and I are going to do like a little solo episode to talk about the fucking weirdness it was of being homeschooled. And then okay. Also, guys, last thing I'm going to plug here is that I'm performing, opening up for a dear friend of mine. We've been friends, kind of started stand up at the same time. Melissa Shoshahi, she's been a friend of mine since, like, you know, we used to go to open mics, and she's taping her special.
I'm taping her special.
Yeah, Kevin's
nice. Are you directing it?
Yeah, Kevin's awesome. Directing it. His film, his THM is
Too High McFly
is taping it, and I'm opening. So
nice.
So there you go. You got Kevin there directing. You got me performing, and Melissa, who was on here like two episodes ago, and it's December 7th at the Three Clubs.
Yeah.
On Vine. It's on like Hollywood and Vine, right?
It's on Santa Monica and Vine.
Santa Monica and Vine. Three Clubs. It's a small little intimate room. Come see me perform. Come see Melissa perform. Support live comedy. Support this taping. And Kevin's going to be there rolling it. So thanks so much, you guys. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.
Peace out.
We did it.
That's the end of the podcast. That is. There's no reason to make any more podcasts for anybody.
No, for anybody else ever in the history of podcasts.
It's a good song.
There's not going to be another shout-out
on Crypto Cunt. No, I mean, we definitely peaked on that.
I want to make a comic series about Crypto Cunt. The bitchiest secret bitch from Crypto Cunt.
I don't give a shit. Six calories right there. Drinking a beer too, though. And you're doing it the fuck. fun way, though. You're going up and down. That's kind of fun.
This guy's going for the short shot. Boring.
Right.
That's why you're in bed for all of the day. The sunburn is what I really remember.
Oh, like,
it feels, you can feel it, yeah. There's a lot to do with him putting the Nalgene on, because that's what you do. Yeah. It was. There was something fun about it. It wasn't. It didn't seem real. There's details missing. Like the way people dressed and stuff. It was. It wasn't like real life. I don't know. I can't explain it. Right. Now they did everything right. They cast the right people. They get everybody. The art directors are better.
Well, I think the record is really.
And they do weird things back then, like they'd cast a 35-year-old to play a teenager.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They cast a teenager now.
They just play with that type of thing where it's just like, why, like, me skateboarding? Like, the opening credits are all supposed to wait until the technology to pick the movie of the night.
Yeah.
Travis Connor on skateboard, but I'm a horrible skateboarder.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm skateboarding home, but you can just tell, like, he's not a good skateboarder. I'm like, the fucking 90s movie.